assistant coach Herman Strulovich is with us. And, Coach, that early second half, the deficit got to 14, and Hampton was kind of pushing you around and dominating to a degree. What turned the tide for your team?
First thing, Gehrman, I got to correct it.
You
know I'm big on that.
Yeah.
What turned the intensity that we had with what was going on? There's an intensity of these long rebounds. You saw some wild shots happen, and we had to squeeze those second-chance opportunities away from them. And our pace, like that, I'm sweating from watching us go up and down. And you're talking about transition points. You know, we had double digits in this game, and that's huge for us. So there's a mental focus we had to do. And listen, Hampton took and made tough shots. That's part of it. It's part of the game. That's why you play 20 and 20.
Another thing was that they, quote-unquote, let them play, and I think maybe that frustrated your guys more than it frustrated them in the first half. Some shots, guys thought they were fouled, didn't get the calls, but eventually they, I guess, forgot about that and started playing through it, or what happened?
Yeah, absolutely. We talked about it in halftime is they had zero free throws in the first half. We finished the game with 26. So if we continue to be aggressive at the rim, it's going to result in us because this is something that we practice day-to-day of being aggressive at the rim. And you shoot 26 free throws, 77%, you know, it's pretty good, and that's just part of our coaching philosophy, you know, where we are with our guys. So letting them play is one thing, but it's how can you use that in an advantage in our situation.
Also, looked like at the end of the game, Hampton sort of ran out of gas, even though they play at one of the quicker paces in the country coming in. Seemed like you guys kind of wore them down.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're 24th in the country in tempo.
Yeah.
But, you know, Bowling Green, you saw it. There's been some games where we haven't had great tempo. Today we had, I think, 8 opportunities of us not pushing after a make or a miss, which is it's not a lot for us compared to, you know, what we've done in the past. So, yeah, they were I thought they were tired 8 minutes. And, you know, some of those transition threes, you know, Trey with making a few from the corner. That's something we emphasize in our scout is how many corner threes can we make? Because this is a team that's bigger, right? They're not a bunch of quick guards. They've got some bigs that are a little bit hefty. Mm-hmm. So we try to use that in our advantage and how quickly we can play up and down the floor.
Well, a number of those corner threes were knocked down by Trey Thomas, and we've sort of been waiting for him to find his groove. His playing time's been a bit truncated and interrupted, and maybe today was the day.
Yeah, well, Trey's been battling injuries. That's been a secret of us, because when we signed Trey Thomas, it was one of the better transfers in the entire country. You know, he's a guy who's a starter in the SEC. So the level of him coming here we thought would be a big impact. And in practice we saw it, so we've been waiting. So this Christmas break is great for him to get healthy, but you could see today he looked like he's finally getting there. He's been wobbly, but yeah, that's what we expect. 6 threes made, like that's what Trey Thomas is.
Also, Marcus Hill had a frustrating first half, but then there was, I think there was a bucket, I want to say an easy one, but he got one to go around the rim, and that sort of seemed to free his mind, and then he really worked for some other opportunities and ends up with 14, so
absolutely.
He kept working.
Yeah, well, for us, I think it's Bowling Green has changed. Where we're putting pressure on ourselves, like, we have to work. That's what our culture is, and that's from day one. Like, this isn't a rebuild. Like, we're trying to win the MAC this year. So that's our philosophy. So Marcus has pressure. And when shots don't go in, like, yeah. But that's part of us. We got to build confidence. And when it doesn't go, how do you get him a bucket? How do you continue to build and keep his confidence high?
Well, the other thing is, in the second half, even though Trey hit those 4 threes, then it seemed like it went more through Rashawn and Jason. You got a lot of post points after that.
Yeah, and those are great, talented bigs, but that's a team. Well, you don't rely just on Marcus Hill or Dejon Humphrey, but it's Rashawn and Spurge. Like, Rashawn last game, double-double. You know,
another one today.
Like, we're talking about Rashawn Edge had 21 and 12 with Jason having 10 and 4. That's 31 points from your bigs. With only 1 3 made, so
also
it's credit to us.
Turnovers, I want to say you had 11 in the first half, and so that's only 2 in the second half or something thereabouts. What led to better taking care of the ball in the second half? Was it something that you maybe tweaked at halftime or just more concentration on ball security?
You want me to tell you the truth?
Sure.
There were some words used at halftime to change it, and that's what we said. So
so it was the focus on the ball security.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You don't have to get too wild in it either. So, yeah.
Well,
just breathe. Be calm in some of that stuff. So.
And, of course, the crowd today, the morning game, all that was surely a change of your routine. So I think both teams had to adjust early. How do you feel your guys adjusted to that?
I think it's fun. You know, my background comes from playing in Europe and being out there. So. This is normal. Like, you got to get this place is rocking. Like, the goal is to have this every single game, and you know, start with MAC play. Like, it makes our guys get hyped. It's fun to have these environments. So I think we embraced it. Like, it was loud, but I think it's great for us. And with this 11 a.m. game, the first game in the MAC tournament.
Is at noon.
Yeah. So guess what you have to do? You got to be ready for these things. So we're excited for it. Sorry, you know, obviously going on Friday and start the MAC play.
Well, Coach, it's a six-game winning streak now, and we're feeling good about it. Thanks
for joining us. Yeah, we'll get another one on Friday.
Appreciate it. Yes, yep, of course. Thanks. And the Falcons, a 75-65 win here this afternoon. Well, this morning and this afternoon over the Hampton Pirates. We thank Coach Shrulevich for joining us.